A critical point that will help all of us in marriage is a principle that says, in fact, it is inspired by a popular saying which you might have heard attributed to God, to say that God loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. That kind of ability to separate the true is critical. You can go on and say God loves the liar, but he hates lying. He loves the murderer, but he hates murder. He can go on and on and on. So in marriage, we need the same attribute, that ability to imitate God like that, where we must be able to separate negative and bad behavior from our spouses. We must be able to isolate the behavior from them. You understand? So a typical example of that is the ability to say your behavior was quite selfish instead of saying you were selfish. You know, typical example, I like to say to my wife, when you make tea, ask if I want it. You understand? Because it's possible that someone, they can make tea and they made it only for themselves. And once you see the spouse, the other spouse sees that this person has a cup with them and they're enjoying the tea, and then they say, please make some for me. Yeah, put yourself in the shoes of that person. You've put everything away and you are done. And then somebody says, please do some for me. It's better to have that request made early on, so that as you are making tea for yourself or coffee for yourself, you can also do the same for the person that is asking you, you know. However, it's possible that a spouse can be turned down by another spouse who've made a tea, and then it can trigger that accusation to say, you are coming with stories, you are now saying you're gonna watch your TV program, or you're saying you are finished with it, you are sorry, or you're saying we're gonna share. Who said I want to share the coffee? I wanted you to make one for me. You the one that didn't ask if I wanted. That's how it can go, you know, typically. A scenario like that. So one spouse can then throw a word that says, you are selfish. You are a selfish person. You really think only for yourself. Who said I didn't want tea? Who said I didn't want ABC? You see? So now the problem is, human nature is not designed to take criticism lightly. That's just how we are as human beings. If you criticize me, I'm going to defend myself. I'm going to attack. If you say I'm selfish, I'm going to remember where you yourself were selfish, those incidents, and I'm going to hit you with them, because the principle that the flesh, that our human nature believes, is that if you stay in a glass house, don't throw stones. So you throw stones at me and you're in a glass house, I'm also going to throw stones at you. Because we know that we are married to people that are not perfect, full of mistakes themselves. So when they accuse us of our mistakes, we already know that they are not angelic, they are not immune to mistakes, they themselves are not perfect. So we are always ready to attack as human beings, you understand? It's our flesh, it doesn't take criticism easily, you see. No one can just easily just say, I'm sorry, when they get told you are selfish, when they get told you are rude, when they get told you are disrespectful, you see, because once you start to say to a person, you're talking about me now, you're talking about me. But what we need to learn to do is to use that God attribute of separating our spouses from their bad behavior. And once we've separated them from their behavior, we then attack the behavior. We then criticize and try to kill the behavior by attacking it and saying, you not asking if I was watching that TV channel. You just came and changed the channel. That thing that you did was selfish. That action was selfish. It has registered to that individual that what is being talked about here, what is being condemned here, is my behavior. It's my action of not asking. The person is not talking about me. They're talking about my action. It's fine. They may still defend themselves and not be too quick to apologize and say, no, you were not concentrating, you were looking at your phone and all those things. But the reality is that scenario, it will play out much, much better than telling a person, you were selfish. Attack the behavior. Don't attack the person.